So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. Oh, but most importantly, he's gonna save.
And Keith knows how to start it off. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 86 of the podcast.
Yes.
86, oh, man. Many dicks.
Many dicks.
We're so old, we're like in a retirement home.
We're basically.
We are like that, yeah.
So without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Nick.
Costelby.
Scott.
Cloud.
Brian.
Mark.
Tins.
Keith.
LP.
Great. Well, we're all ready to go, and, whoa, Mark, is that a new mailbag?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit, where is it? Oh, shit.
Wait, Mark found it.
Oh, you've had it.
Hold on. Okay.
Made of recycled material, so it's difficult to see. You know.
This letter comes to us from Mr. Copper Pig. Mr. Pig writes...
That's a shame of a name.
Wanted, Octavarius, dead or more dead, whoa, for being too awesome in the face of the law.
They can't legally...
He sent a picture of us, too. But it's all black and white and cool looking. Oh. It says, like, when you mess with the cops, then you've messed with the cops. He wrote that second part in all capital letters. Mm. Also, I really like your show, guys. I'm sorry it had to come to this. If you're reading this, wanted poster for you. Well, sincerely, Copper Pig.
I wonder what we did.
Copper Pig? Well, that's going to be worth a fortune.
Mr. Pig, oddly enough, we're doing a show this Sunday where we're all cops. Actually.
Wow.
I wonder if he knew.
Well, I hope he comes dressed up as a cop, because then he'll only he'll get in for just $7 instead of the $10.
I hope he doesn't come. He wants us dead.
Yeah, I know. He does want us dead. I don't know. The cops wanted the Blues Brothers dead in Blues Brothers.
I thought they just wanted to catch him.
That, too. I don't know.
Nazis wanted him dead.
A lot of cars.
Yeah, the Nazis Yeah, sorry. The Nazis wanted him dead. The cops didn't really want him dead. There was just that one black cop that was like, I'm going to get that sucker if it's the last thing I ever do. But that was about it.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of cops died in that movie.
It was terrible crashes.
World.
You know, they didn't... I don't know if they died, because they were in those old Ford Crown Victorias. And those Crown Vics were like tanks, you know? So they might have suffered some serious injuries, but I don't know if anybody ever died.
Weird how Crown Vics sounds a lot like convicts.
Convicts, Crown Vics.
Now, cop or pig sounds like copper pig, which if we could get a hold of one of those and sell it, guys.
A copper pig? That would be
worth a fortune. Copper? In the size of a pig?
Well, it depends on what kind of pig.
Yeah, I feel like a copper hog would be worth more.
Copper lion.
Much copper in general is going to be worth hundreds and hundreds.
It could just be plated, though. It might, you know what I mean, like a piggy bank.
Even the plates, that's fine.
Yeah.
But did you guys ever want to be a cop when you were
kids?
Yes. I totally thought about that.
Yeah,
so.
I did.
I never wanted
to. Nope.
Do you want to be a real cop, Makula, or a
cop
from a movie?
Yeah, you
want
to be a cop, Nick?
A cop from a movie. I want to be like the guy, the renegade, the cop who, like, the commissioner's like, stop shooting people.
The loose cannon?
The loose cannon.
You're a loose cannon?
The one who gets fired?
The killing one. The one that's like, this hostage situation.
Isn't that the cop that we all want? Does anybody ever want to be a regular cop?
I want to be that
beast
cop.
Beat cop?
Yeah, of course.
Want to
be a fight cop. High aspirations.
I feel like we all want to be the renegade cop that blows up like a quarter of the city in one day.
Yeah, well, no one wants to follow rules.
Everyone yells at him, but everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I seriously wanted to be in SWAT when I was like 10 years
Who
old.
Who didn't?
The movie? Like,
that wasn't out then.
No, but like I actually did a bunch of research on like the physical requirements to just pass the basic test, and I started quote unquote training to be in SWAT.
What?
It was like run a mile and a half and then do 50 push-ups or whatever. And I think on like the second day I was like, oh, fuck this. this. It's not worth it.
I met two SWAT officers one night.
Really?
Yeah, we, well...
Just hanging, or were they on duty?
No, I was with one of my friends, and he, we were, like, going back to his car to, it was, like, the end of the night, so we were headed home, and he's, like, walking back to his car, and there's just, like, a dude standing behind his car, and I may have actually told this story before, part of it. This guy, like, randomly standing behind his car, and he's, like, fiddling with his hands, and so, my friend was, like, what the fuck is this guy doing? It looks like he's trying to, like, steal a license plate or something. So he just starts running, at, you know, and the guy looks up and sees him and just, like, but he doesn't, the guy doesn't run away. So I was like, oh, I guess it can't be anything that serious. Well, it turns out the guy was just peeing on the back of this, my friend's car.
Just a SWAT officer?
No. SWAT officers come in later.
Oh.
So he's just peeing on the back, but there's, like, 80 cars on the street. He just chose this car. His car was parked in the middle of the road. He got out, walked around to the back of this car, and just started peeing on it.
Was this man that was peeing on the car wearing a horizontal striped t-shirt with odd spiky hair and then looking back at you while he was peeing on a Ford or Chevy? Or...
Wow, that was clever.
No.
Oh, okay.
Should have been. But so this guy, he just goes, oh, sorry, dude, and then gets in his car and drives off.
My bad. And
my friend was like, what the fuck? This has got to be a crime. I saw his dick. I saw his dick.
I saw his dick.
So he calls 311.
Wait, what kind of
to report
person
this?
Is like, if I saw someone doing that and, well, like, they left, I'd be like, well, that's something I'm not going to call the cops or even 311.
So this friend wanted to call the cops.
All right.
So he did. And they didn't, obviously, Chicago. They didn't come for, like, I waited with him for, like, probably an hour.
Wow.
And
in the time, I would have ditched that fucker.
The time that I was... I had no other way home.
Oh.
And he also needed... He said he needed a witness. So I was like...
Oh my God.
Did you see this guy's dick?
No, I was just strolling casually with the umbrella. So during the time we were waiting for the like police who are normally supposed to do this, we saw like just a bunch of SWAT cars going to just like driving real fast with like their lights on and everything. And there were like a couple a little bit later, and one of the couple a little bit later saw us waving frantically because he kept seeing police officers and he's like, they must be for us. So we wave and they stop. And it was two SWAT officers. They're like in armor going to the scene of something much more important. And they stop and they're like, hey, dude, what's going on? Is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, this guy peed on my car. And they're like, okay, dude. So, and he's like, yeah, we're waiting for officers. Are you guys supposed to be here? And they're like, no, there's this big, like, drug bust thing out on the west side. There's, like, a big shootout. We're really not in any rush to get there, though. and then they proceeded to, like, wait for about 5 minutes. They got out of the car. They were standing with us. They called. They were like, hey, can you get, like, a beat cop down here? And then they were just telling us stories about people they'd brought in who had, like, shit in their SWAT car and how they had to clean it. Oh. And then at the very end, they're like...
took actual...
Yeah, they said they caught one pedophile, this, like, old pedophile, and he just shat to, like, get back at him. Because they have to clean their own car.
Can't they do the thing
really?
The cats do where they fine you if you poop or throw up in a car?
Yeah, they did, but like that guy didn't have any money.
Oh.
So they didn't get anything. And that's what I found out. They have to clean their own car. So like if you bring in a guy who just pees all over your car, you have to spend the next like 3 hours trying to wash it off. And then eventually they were like, oh, I guess the shooting's probably done, we should head out. So they just arrived at the scene late.
Cops are corrupt.
What?
My only perception of like Chicago cops is from when I worked at a diner, because cops come in all the time, and like from what I got, like half of them were really, really nice and like just really great people to talk to, but there are some that are just real strange and would like hit on us in creepy ways. Like,
well, they're cops.
I know, but it's like
it's an odd power thing. I mean, you have a gun on you at all times. And it's totally okay. Everybody accepts that you can have a gun, the power to just kill anybody at any moment.
Most people can't have guns at lunch.
Yeah, and these guys can.
Most.
And not only do they have guns, but they have, like, mace. on them at all times.
Handcuffs?
Likely
grenades.
Tasers.
They don't
and then
carry
also,
grenades.
They don't have grenades. Likely, you know, they'll usually on their person have a handgun, mace, a taser, and some handcuffs. That's a lot of power for
and
one human to have.
And some, like a notepad.
And the flashlight. The flashlight's a lot of power.
The real heavy badge.
Probably the wallet.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, that's a lot for...
Maybe Jet.
And those
pain.
And the baton.
Winter.
Yeah.
The extendable yeah. baton.
Even so, even with all that power, I don't think it makes it okay to, like...
It doesn't make it okay, but it totally, like, opens the door for dickery.
Well, you know, Lisa, have you ever been in a restaurant and hit on a waiter or waitress?
Like, slyly, but I won't be like, hey, I want to see you in a short skirt.
Well, you know, just because you're being sly does not give you the right
Yo,
to
babe,
hit
you
on
wanna make a
band someone who's
again?
Working.
That's what he said.
That's creepy.
Wait, the way the cop hit on you is
yeah,
he
what
want
is
to see you in a short skirt and then make a band?
Like a band called Fire or some weird...
Did,
I don't know.
Are you sure? Fire. Are you sure he wasn't just recruiting you for a band?
Yeah, that's real. That's real
like,
conceited, Cloud.
It was weird. No, you would, like, my friend and I, you'd just, like, pull on her ponytail and be like, hey, it's like, where are you coming from? Where are you?
Wait, the cop would pull on the waitress's ponytail?
Like, in an aggressive fashion? Like, to pull her head down?
No, but sure he's, like, not, like, a hot cop. He's, like, a weird old dude. He's like, I don't want you in my personal space.
Hot cops are okay.
Oh, that's just
you. If he was a hot cop, I'd be like, what's up?
Are you sure it was an actual cop?
Oh, yeah, he came in, like, in his...
Because
there was a girl that I worked
the store.
They all get discounts.
Cop on the badge.
Wait, you can buy Brian dressed up as a cop for Halloween one time.
I did.
Commissioner Gordon.
You should try and get a discount. They get discounts everywhere.
They do. They do get discounts everywhere. I usually give discounts to cops. But yeah, like I was actually I worked with a girl that was arrested, and her arresting officer. Thought she was very cute because she was, and still is. She's a wonderful girl, and this officer kept her information and gave her a call, like the next week after she was released.
Yeah, buddy.
And
oh no.
And he like came and visited her at our work, and this fucking cop showed up, and it was like he knew where she were. He could look her up. You know, whatever. He was a cop. He had all the power in the world. He could do whatever he
Did
wanted.
Did he play it off like it was a coincidence?
No.
Oh, because he called her. That's right.
Yeah, he called her. He knew exactly what he was doing, and it didn't matter. I ended up talking to our beat cop on the street, because in Chicago, we have cops that just work the beat. They'll work the normal street. I don't know if some of our listeners are all Chicago residents, or they don't necessarily have beat cops where they work, but... But we have beat cops in Chicago that are fellas that'll just, you know, either walk around or patrol just a very small area, because there's usually enough going on in a small area that the cop is that cop for that neighborhood. And our cop for that neighborhood had a nice relationship with us, and he ended up getting rid of that dude. I had a good relationship with him. I had such a good relationship with him that he ended up giving me something that I think is unique to the city of Chicago. I'm sure other cities probably have this, but I've never gotten it in another town, but I haven't really tried, is my get-out-of-jail-free card.
God, I refuse to believe that this is real.
It's
been mentioned a bunch.
It's totally real.
It's totally
I know that real. It's real in the sense that it is a card that BWO has.
It's like, a card. My father had an earlier version of that card.
I've seen it before too.
Yeah, it's not a bullshit card. It's for real.
But like, what scale of crime can this go up to?
I believe it's up to the arresting officer. You present it to the arresting officer, and it has to be a Chicago police officer. You present it to your arresting officer and say, "I have this. I got this from XYZ," and then it's up to them. To decide whether or not they're going to continue with the arrest or not.
Ah, so you're playing the old corruption card, eh?
Well, it's not necessarily corrupt. It's just this cop decided
sure that's corruption. Actually,
doesn't it mean that you have an in to some other cop, and
yes.
you've gotten this somehow? Therefore, you are a friend of a cop. Therefore, as a friend of a cop, you have a benefit, which is corruption.
I feel that your definition of corruption is a little bit too hard there, Keith.
I think it's really loose.
I think that's actually just the actual definition of corruption.
Because the thing is, well, what about in a small town? If a small town police officer decides to look the other way because it's just kids, you know, having shenanigans,
then he's not doing his job.
Yeah. So,
enforcement is not, you know. Enforcement is within the judgment of the officer.
But I think this is codified, and that's what makes it close to corruption.
You think the card is codified?
You just gave like four rules for it.
Hey, they're not hard and fast rules. A cop could always just say like "fuck you, Brian," and throw me in the tank.
So yeah. It'd be a bullshit card.
It's not a bullshit card. It's not a guarantee, but it really helps.
I'm sure.
Well, how's that different from, let's say, you have?
So it's like,
a
card you would pull out of a chance deck.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Like that's the idea. The only time I'd do it is, you know, if I would be arrested. But the guy that gives you that card probably thinks that you'll never get arrested, and if you do, it's going to be for something dumb. Mm-hmm. And he legitimately believes you're not a threat to society.
Yeah, I imagine that kind of would get you out of like, let's say you were arrested for protesting or something.
Yeah,
or something that like not
public mild. Public intoxication. Like I was just drunk in public or something and making a nuisance of myself.
Maybe somebody saw your dick.
And then the cop would be like, you know, I'd be like, hey man, I'm just an idiot today. Sorry. Here you go.
So I just found out, Diego, is this true that you can have booze on the street if it's in a brown bag?
Well, as long as it's not, it's not an obvious open alcoholic container.
If it's
covered,
like, open and sneaky.
Yeah, if you're on the down low.
Like, be on the street.
I mean, if you're just sitting on a bench and just chugging like a 40, they're probably gonna stop.
Well, but if it's in a brown bag, they won't bother you.
But the thing, it's not that it's okay. It's just like lying.
Yeah,
like you're just lying to society.
I was like, no, it's a soda in a bag.
And the cop has to do, and like, unlike Nick's renegade cop, these cops, when they arrest you or ticket you or whatever for you having your open alcoholic container, that takes time. Yeah. And they have to deal with it. So they're like, well, he's got a brown bag.
Just
he's not bothering me.
Okay.
Let's leave him alone.
Yeah.
I like to imagine the scenario where BWO's been taken in and they're going through, if for a serious crime. And, like, they're going through all this stuff. It's like, all right, one set of keys, four keys on a key ring, a jewel card, something else. Wallet with $36. All these cards. Fuck. Let him go. He's got the card.
Destroy the inventory.
I'm out of here.
Sorry about that murdered guy.
If I could get away with that, that would be an awesome card.
I have
card.
A lot of information on this, actually, right now.
Oh, really? What's up? What's the deal with it?
I looked up get out of jail card Chicago real ? And I'm at, where am I? I'm on officer.com, which I'm at before, which is some sort of cop, like police officer email forum. And so someone asked, they were saying that they got a person who gave them a get out of jail free card, like as a business card. Is this a gag gift or is this real? And there's some joke ones. But then right here, it's chapter 248 of the ILCS. Basically, every 5 years of service with no complaints and maintaining department standards, every sworn officer is issued 25 get out of jail free cards.
What?
To distribute as they see fit according to the law and local status set forth. However, the cards are not valid for forcible felonies or crimes committed on state property and or crimes related to heinous damage to state or municipal property.
Yeah, so it's got to be some totally non-violent, like, it's just me fucking around.
You can cause heinous damage to non-state or municipal property.
And I can, yes, I can cause minor silly damage to municipal property.
The idea is like, if you're you know, a dude that's just having a crazy night, they'll let you go. I know a fella that my father, when he was younger, was a tow truck driver, and I know a fella that worked with my father that had a wild night, and you know, the tow truck drivers, a lot of them work with the police, so they see the police a lot. They all know each other. Well, this fella was clearly drunk and driving.
A tow truck?
It might have been. I like to believe it is. But he was clearly drunk and driving home. And the police officer pulled him over and recognized him as the tow truck driver from earlier. And you know, the cop, was like, you're fucked up. You're drunk. This is clearly illegal. Granted, this is, 25, 30 years ago. So DUIs were a lot less important then. They just really were. People shrugged a lot more at DUIs 30 years ago than
over the limit. Don't do that.
It's that's a lot driving. More of what it was like. the cop was just like, hey man, yeah, just go home. But it was still like, 5-6 mile drive. The cop followed him home, but still, sometimes you just kind of let it slide for a dude that you know is all right, but maybe he's having a weird day. So I guess this cop, the speed cop, thought, hey, Brian's all right, but if he has a crazy day, here's a free pass.
I'm also on that forum, and they're saying they're showing this guy showing his license. It's a military license. This guy's picture on it, which that's stupid. But under his license, it says special identification. Do not detain or question. He is authorized to use weapon. Blah blah blah. Types of weapons include blank blank. If he is killed or injured, so there's like this is like a his license is a card.
He has a license to kill.
Yes,
I want one.
Yeah. Why would you ever post that online? Well, if you have a license,
his face is right
there. That's so dumb.
I'm starting to think the first one was a joke, though. Actually, I think it's a Monopoly.
Yeah. It's gotta be.
Have any of you guys ever been in a cop car and had a run-in?
I got in a ticket for something stupid.
What?
And had a minor cop car chase.
What?
A minor cop car chase.
Was it in the suburbs?
Yes.
Before Mikula begins his story, I thought of something earlier that I think maybe we should invest in doing. Can we just put a camera on Mikula?
Yeah, I think we should.
Just Mikula. All the time during these podcasts, because the nonsense that's going on over there all the time.
Oh, I just had a question.
It's never like talking, so it's never distracting to the conversation.
Yeah.
But for us, it's certainly distracting. I feel like our audience should be equally as distracted as I am throughout our podcast.
Well, he's been talking to me. He's been whisper talking this entire time.
Okay, one of the questions that's been burning in my head.
Yeah,
for the past 2 minutes.
What up?
We mentioned. Wings. Yeah, this is weird. You're talking about like minor offenses on state or municipal properties.
Yes.
I don't know why this image went into my head. If you stupid. If you grab like a pigeon, right?
Yeah.
No. And like threw a pigeon against a courthouse.
Yes.
Is that how bad is that? Could you
I thought it was gonna be
dumb and it was awesome.
Could you use a card for that?
Well, I guess I have to post this question to the Twitter
universe. Like animal abuse.
The pigeon lives. The pigeon.
So the.
Well, so you threw a live pigeon at a courthouse?
Well,
you're not going to get arrested. You're just a moron.
Does anything happen? Is there any mark left on the courthouse?
Some feathers and maybe like a little bit of
pigeon blood.
Poop.
If there is no permanent damage to the courthouse, you're okay.
But say there's some damage, but it's a pigeon.
Is it
damage.
What's the
how heinous is this damage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it heinous damage?
If it's legally heinous, then yes, but.
What if a cop sees it and, you see me throw the pigeon, the pigeon goes like, ah! As it hits the
animal abuse.
Yeah, I don't think they would charge you with property damage. I think they'd charge you with animal cruelty.
Could I use the card for that?
What? Well, isn't there like a 15% chance that bird was carrying a pretty awful disease?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's a hero. A renegade hero.
I think in this case, if it was a Chicago city court, you could use the card for it, and the cop would be able to use his or her judgment accordingly.
Would they bring the pigeon in to like testify?
No,
they wouldn't.
Because if they see the card, there's no. You don't like write down. You don't report that like he showed the card. You don't write that down. It's just you take the card and you're like, all right, thank you.
Though I'd love to see on on the 5 o'clock news, the courthouse sketch of the pigeon with giving testimony.
Mr. McCool!
Well, it's a live pigeon. Why doesn't it just fly away when you throw the pigeon?
How do you get your hands on a pigeon?
Did you get Why your hands you on a pigeon? Why did you think
pigeons are... They don't... I mean, no.
I've been having I've to thought type about this it, into the internet.
Does it look like a like sick pigeon? Though.
Nick, is this... Did like you do this?
No!
Why?
Have you done give you the evil eye and it's
a... Well, have you ever been, like, I don't know, like, let's say, like, the Purple Line to, like, Evanston, and you stop, like, at the Davis stop, and there were, like, millions of pigeons just chilling out.
Yeah. Are, that's gotta be an exaggeration. Oh,
yeah, I know. So, okay.
Because they don't have the metal, they don't have the spikes, so the pigeons can just go into the L and just sit there. It's disgusting. And these things are like they're like a small cat. Like you can pick them up.
That's a big old pigeon.
So
pretty big ass pigeon.
So you have a desire to go and pick up the pigeons and fling them
only at courthouses.
Just and I maybe just,
because there's an 85% chance they're not carrying a horrible disease and they're just a fun throwing thing.
What I love is that before we started talking about this, you were miming it to me and thought that I would get by a mime throwing a pigeon at a courthouse.
Gosh, I'm sorry I missed that.
It's fine. I'll do it next time. Oh, but my story about this high-speed chase.
All right, let's go. Let's more Makula, please.
We were talking about that. Oh, yeah.
So there's this famous intersection in Palatine. It's like Palatine and some other road. It's famous because there's a sign that says don't turn on red, but there's always a huge tree in front of it. Where usually, and you would hardly ever see the sign that said don't turn on red. And I'm 17, and apparently, and I got used to just not ever seeing a sign there. Where they trimmed the tree down one time, where they trimmed like the, so you could see the stop sign.
Shoot.
But I got so used to just not seeing a sign that I assumed I could turn on red. Turned on red, and a cop car like was right behind me. The sirens went off, so I was like, "Oh, this is where my coolest stupidity comes in. He can't be after me." No, and I know you're supposed to go to the right immediately, like just to get the cop there.
But instead, you're gonna outrace.
I just drove down for about like 5 blocks, being like, why is he still behind me?
5 blocks? Are you kidding me?
Well, you're supposed to pull over.
I know.
Dude, I thought you were big, deep shit with that.
Did he ram you? Did he try to T-bone you?
No, he just kept, well, and then he looked, and I kept on looking, because I was going slow, and I kept on looking, and I thought he would just go past me, because I was, okay,
was he on the side, next to you after a while?
Well, yeah, so I went to the right and started to slow down, but he didn't go past me, and again, like, I'm like, why is he doing this? I'm an idiot. I'm in high school driving.
Now he probably thinks you got a gun.
Probably. So the cop like looks over. He's like, stop your car. And I'm like, all right. So I turn and I pull like into a parking lot and everything. And he comes over. He's like, your license registration. I'm like, sure. He's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, no. He's like, come on, don't give me that. Do you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, I don't know. I was not speeding. He's like, no, you weren't speeding. He's like, you turned right on red. And I was like, oh, I remember there being a sign there. And he's like, no, there's a sign there. I'm like, oh. He's like, now, I actually wasn't going to give you a ticket. I was just going to tell you not to do that. But the fact that I had to chase you down 5 or 6 blocks, I'm going to have to give you a ticket. I'm like, oh, come on. He's like, dude, I'm letting you, like, I could have rammed you. I could have called other squad cars. I just assumed you were an idiot in 17. I'm letting you off. I have to give you this ticket because they're going to know that I drove down 6 blocks. And then I had to go to traffic school, which is annoying.
Worse.
I hate traffic school. Sucks,
traffic school sucks. But that's my one and only ticket, and it's embarrassing as shit as a story.
You deserve that.
I've never gotten a moving violation.
No.
Are you serious?
Never. Yeah. I've been pulled over once, I believe. Once or twice.
Yeah. I got pulled over. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I was, like, the both times, they've just let me off with a warning.
Oh, that's nice.
How many moving violations have you gotten?
I don't know, like, I rolled through a stop sign once. It was, like, a block away from my house. So I totally, from Clueless, I totally paused. Like, it was so dumb. And I had to go to traffic school for that. And then, like, probably just
hit a kid
tickets.
One time.
I paused.
Wait, you've got...
So how many?
How many moving violations?
I don't know. I don't count. I got rid of all of them. I went to, like, traffic school.
Yeah, no, I'm just, like... Is it so many that you've lost count?
Speeding to get a moving violation?
Yes. Yes. Anything where they have to pull you over, that's a moving violation.
You got a piece of paper.
No, I've only gotten like 5, not a ton, but guys that I've dated have gotten like a million speeding tickets. Like,
it's they live it fast.
You like fast life.
No, like 30,
you like fast life?
No, like
yo, Lisa,
plus.
We're going fast.
No, like just, it was just a weird thing.
Get into my Taurus.
They say 55. I don't think so.
I'd be like in the car with them, and they would be like, you know, like, I can make it back to ISU in, you know, an hour, whatever. And then, like, of course, they get a speeding ticket. And they're just like, yeah, it's one guy did. He's like, yeah, I probably on like 40 tickets. It's like,
jeez.
You can't, they take your license.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You, after, yeah. And then at a certain point, you just can't drive a car anymore.
Are you sure? Like, maybe they didn't get a lot of speeding tickets. Maybe you date guys that are bad at counting.
Or maybe he saved up a shitload of get out of ticket cards.
They have get out of ticket cards too?
I assume they do. I assume they're so bountiful you can't walk down the street without running into one.
Look,
I assume that when a cop is on the job for 90 days, he gets a stack of 5,000.
And he just uses them as napkins. In fact, they're printed on napkins.
But Kula just wanted to give me a high five for the thing that Keith just said.
Well, I couldn't read. Well, I was hoping it would pass down.
See, that's why we need a camera.
I guess pass down the high five if you could.
Pass it down, please.
How about Keith just high five Tins?
No, I want this high five.
Here we go.
Alright. You gave it to LP.
Yeah, you wanted a piece, dude. Everybody else got some of this.
Have you talked your way out of a ticket?
Yeah, one time when I was with my friend Lori, we got totally lost, and I was just speeding because I wanted to get home. It was like, we had been out dancing, and it was like 2 in the morning time. I was in some weird suburb. And so I was totally speeding, and this cop pulled me over. He's like, what you got in that water bottle there? I'm like, it's water. He's, like, trying to, like, you know, catch us for something. He's like, do you even, like, where are you guys from? And asking us stuff. I'm like, we're not drunk, blah, blah. And then, well, like, before he came to the car, I was like, Lori, check this out.
Like, I'm totally gonna fuck with him.
No, and then, because the first thing he said to when he got to the car is, there's no way you're getting your way out of this ticket. Or, like, he made it very clear that, like, I was getting a ticket. But then, like, I don't know, I busted out my acting skills or something, and I started, like, crying.
Of course you did.
And, well, no, I was, like, genuinely upset, too, because I really didn't want to, like, piss off my parents.
Check this out. Check this out.
And then, like, by the end of it, he's like, all right, I'll let you go with a warning, whatever.
Up.
And I totally didn't get a ticket. And it was awesome. It's been a few times where just being a girl and
just,
like,
you know,
oh,
it's
so
great.
Sorry.
Is it works the same way for us, but inversely proportional, of course, where you have more emotions. If guys want to get out of a ticket, what you do is you just flex your sick-ass muscles. And, like, you just show off how tough you are. And then the cop's like, wow, dude, you look sick as hell. No ticket.
I've gotten out of 3 tickets.
Nice. I've gotten out of all of my MI speeding tickets.
Oh, yeah, you've gotten out of tickets all
two
around the
in
country.
The same state flexing. In a week.
I was
really?
Going opposite
college,
places. I got out. I was going through Nebraska both times.
Same cop.
No, thank goodness. Thank goodness. No, actually, maybe it was Nebraska and South Dakota. They were the same, like...
stretch of road.
Yeah. And, going there, I got pulled over. And I was always going 15 over. That's a tough call, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
Yeah.
But nobody's on this road.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
It's Nebraska or South Dakota.
And then I even was 10 over on the... only 10 over on the way back, so
oh,
I got
that's
out
not
both.
Bad. 10 over is cool, right?
Both.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did you see the cop when you had passed him? Like, you were going like 65?
Yes, I see it. I didn't even notice him. Uh-huh. But what I do is immediately, as soon as he gets behind me, I just go ahead and pull over.
Really?
Yeah.
You knew?
Yeah, like, he got me. I was wrong. And then when he comes, I tell him, no, you're totally right. I was speeding. I didn't realize how fast I was going. I was speeding. And I get off every time.
Well, it's funny. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to, like, Indiana right after the holidays. But Indiana's just, it's just a big highway, pretty much. And we'd always go through Indiana to get to Ohio. And what it is it's a bunch of people from Chicago speeding to Ohio. And then 2 days later, speeding back. Because it's just nothing. It's just...
It's boring.
It's boring.
You think, Indiana's state motto is Indiana, America's highway.
Yes. And there are cop cars just waiting, like, because as soon as, like, the speed limit drops, like, just squad cars.
There's some big drops there, too.
There are, like...
I got caught in Ohio.
Yeah,
once.
Just huge drops, like, just for no apparent reason.
30-mile-an-hour drop, come on.
Yeah, what? And they just wait there, they just
wait
there.
Well, it's by the tolls, but they stop, they lower it way too far.
Just to get people, I seriously think
so that you're still trying, because the toll's 2 miles away still. You fucking want me to be going 30? Why am I going 30 here? I'm going to go 55!
But it's like the worst feeling when you're like going speeding and you don't care, like whatever, and then you just notice like you just passed a cop. And it's just like every time I have, it's like, fuck, oh my god. Then you have to just be like always looking, is the cop coming for you?
Yeah. It's like every time I see the lights, the cop lights in my rear view mirror, it's never me, but I'm always like, fuck, what did I do? Shit.
Yeah.
My mom, she's a pretty very calm person most of the time, but if there's a cop, she just freaks out. Like, she'll start like yelling, like, oh my god. And like,
she's screaming.
Like, freaking out. And I've had friends in the car with me, like, growing up, and they're just like, what's going on?
Quiet! Everyone quiet!
Just swerving around.
It's like the funniest.
That's gonna be a non-existence for the police officer that sees this woman reacting to him. You know, he's like, what is going on?
Well, this is like when, after she sees the light, like when they actually approach the car, she's like, oh, hi. But like when like the light is going and like when she's about to pull over, she's
shit,
like,
shit, shit,
out.
Shit, Lisa, shit.
It's really funny.
I put in a question for our listeners. And it was, who is your favorite movie cop? Robert Knox says Mahoney from Police Academy. Marion Cobretti? Does anyone know who that is? Or RoboCop is the next one.
Of course.
Norman D. Golden II as Devin Butler in Cop and a Half.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah, that's obscure. I'm also Lieutenant Frank Drebin of Police Squad.
Nice.
Amazing cop.
Amazing.
Can I just talk about Police Academy for a little bit?
Only if we
as long as I can get this at Charlie from Twilight. Am I right, Timony?
I also I asked a question on Facebook as well while we were just doing this quick internet break. I said, what's the weirdest encounter you've ever had with a cop? And I said, I'd mentioned on the Octave Various podcast, hey, Makula, pick 1, 2, 3, or 4.
3.
You picked the long one. Alright. from Carrie Sindewald, on my 22nd birthday, I was with all my college friends at a friend's wedding. My car was the vehicle being driven, but seeing as it was my birthday and I was in an open bar wedding, I was in the back seat. We got pulled over, and after the driver announced, I'm going 30 in a 35. In our less than soberness, we couldn't find one of the documents they asked for. I asked why. They asked her why she wasn't driving. She responded, because it's my birthday and I was at a wedding. And drinking and driving is stupid. The driver had also left their purse with their best friend, so there's a big mix-up. But then the cop started berating her, just trying to find, accusing her of doing something wrong, that they're to the driver, that he was lying to her, and there's something they weren't telling her, wasn't telling the cop. And in this girl's drunkenness, she said, "No, she's not lying. She's perfect." is the summation of the story. And then when he said, no ticket because it's your birthday, she said, worst birthday present ever. And got in the car and they left.
What?
Ballsy.
Yeah. Well, drunkenness helps people power through.
Now, I think we probably should talk about some movie cops.
Police Academy, please.
Yeah.
And the greatest police academy of them all, Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol. You know, am I right?
Sure.
An arousing chorus of approval.
I'll say this right now.
With a wall of indifference.
Biwo, you like Police Academy 4 easily 10 times more than anyone else I've ever known likes Police Academy 4.
I've never seen it. The time that we went to rent it, we met that horrible Blockbuster lady. It's like we went to rent Police Academy 4, and she goes, oh, we don't have it, but we've got Cheech and Chong or something else you'd like.
What?
Yeah, that's right, you fucking stoner.
Fucking stoner. That's right. Hey, man.
That's why we hate
it.
Hey.
What in the world?
I was not high in Blockbuster. I was not high.
Why are you renting Police Academy
4? Sir, you were high in Blockbuster.
Because Police Academy 4 is awesome. It's Sharon Stone. It's one of Sharon Stone's first major role in film.
Oh,
yeah. Who?
Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone.
Charmed or something.
It's fucking
Basic Instinct.
It's Basic Instinct.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Sharon Stone.
It's a very, very famous lady.
Yeah, I think I've heard of her. Does she do Animal Cruelty stuff?
Probably.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
Or is she political? Is she that wrong?
Sometimes.
Okay. She throw a pigeon against something? And
That's animal
the pigeon one. She's the pigeon
that
one.
It is animal cruelty.
But yeah, I mean, I love the ridiculous cops. In Police Academy, there's Mahoney. He's the fast-talking, charming guy. And then he has his partner, Motormouth Jones, the guy, Michael Winslow, that makes all the fun noises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's Tim Kazurinsky, who played Sweet Chuck, who's like the wimpy guy. There's Bobcat Goldthwait. Who's
America's sweetheart.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I think it's nice.
It's great that you're on patrol.
The actor's name is Bobcat Goldthwait.
That's a pretty good Bobcat.
Yeah. It's great.
You know why I pulled you over, sir? Because you were going a little fast.
I have no idea what this character is.
He's a comedian.
Look him up sometime. It's pretty accurate.
It's great. We need to just watch Citizens
like he's
on Patrol.
In the room.
No!
I'd much rather watch Naked Gun. Naked Gun.
Naked Gun's way better. Naked Gun's amazing.
Quick question. Which Naked Gun is the best?
33
and a half? 33 and a third is my favorite. It's when the Oscars get taken hostage.
Yeah.
And
which
do,
is the second one?
I really love the first one.
First one's great,
too. First one's so great.
The third one has
the Queen.
The baseball.
Yeah,
that's the first one.
And in the first Naked Gun, they have that marching band scene, which is one of my favorite things about marching bands. Is like you can always make something more awesome with a marching band.
Well,
and when the bad guy,
it's like a live action cartoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really
when the bad guy dies at the end, he falls off of like the wall of a baseball park of Dodger Stadium. He hits the pavement. Then he's run over by a steamroller.
Yeah.
And so he's flattened, but then you hear like four cowbell hits. And then it's the USC Trojan Marching Band playing Louie Louie. And they just,
and then they walk all over him.
And they all over his flattened corpse.
what Nick McCoolie?
And then
what video this would be?
And then Frank Drebin's partner,
O.J. Simpson.
No, the other guy.
Oh, the guy.
The old guy. And he says, "My father died the same way." I just, it's just a movie that was funny.
All the time. We watched it, LP.
We watched
not too long.
I have it upstairs in my room.
The second one is with the dude in the wheelchair
and the nuclear bomb.
Yeah,
that he doesn't know how to take off, and he trips over the extension cord, and the nuclear bomb goes off.
So
it's shut off. That goes off.
Nick, what's your favorite serious movie cop?
Real quick, my favorite comedic cop, I just realized this right now, is Inspector Clouseau, because he is a police officer.
More than Beverly Hills Cop?
It was good.
I don't consider Axel Foley to be, he's comedic, but the actual situation is serious. The first one, his friend, one of his best friends in Detroit is murdered. The second one, the boss from the LAPD, Beverly Hills PD, is shot.
And then the third one, his captain gets
shot. God, everyone he knows gets shot.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Two of them die.
Axel Foley has a lot of
lighthearted.
But he's lighthearted. My serious cop. Oh god, this could be wild. Okay.
Oh boy.
There's so many action movies.
I mean, I would say if you want to go like actually serious. I mean, there's Russell Crowe from LA Confidential, who's really cool.
That's awesome.
That's
it's like an actual like serious like cop drama. I would say. There's that.
Denzel all day, every day.
Denzel and Training Day.
And Ethan Hawke and Training Day, both.
I don't like Ethan Hawke and Training Day.
I like Denzel a lot more than I like Ethan Hawke and Training Day.
Want to go to jail, you want to go home.
I think Denzel carried Ethan Hawke in Training Day.
That's not true.
No, it's true.
No. Listen, I've seen Training Day a lot.
You guys, I still haven't seen Training Day. We haven't watched Training Day.
Yes! You haven't seen Training Day? You haven't seen Virtuosity?
I haven't seen Virtuosity. What are you thinking?
Denzel Marathon.
Yes.
Dude, Denzel Washington.
Get Book of Eli.
He plays a great cop.
I feel like every actor should want to be a cop. At some point, like it is my goal.
No more dead cops.
It is, yeah, right. It is my goal to play a cop one day.
Things are worse than ever.
Yeah,
there aren't too many lady cops in movies. Like I know on TV.
Oh, there's
like,
so many. They're great.
Murphy is a lot.
What type do you want? Name a type of lady cop.
We'll get one for you.
Like a sexy lady.
They're all oh, dude. Lieutenant Callahan from Police Academy.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Lieutenant Callahan was sexy, strong, and tough, and she loved fucking that little Asian dude.
Who was the cop from Ace Ventura?
Einhorn.
She was a dude, technically. Sorry, I ruined that movie for
everyone. Spoiler alert for those who had it on their Insta queue.
Spoiler alert, Finkel is Einhorn.
Have you guys
seen the only other movie I've ever seen that woman in is Dr. Jekyll and Miss Hyde.
That's right.
Is which movie, Scott?
Dr. Jekyll and Miss Hyde.
Wow, I've seen that.
Dude, I've seen
that
multiple times.
That's a comedy sports Tuesday afternoon movie that you just described.
I think I jerked off to Dr. Jekyll and Miss Hyde.
What?
Does comedy sports like 12 Tuesday afternoon movies?
Look, guys, this is what the audience is begging for.
What the hell are you talking about?
Are there any
I've
ones...
I've never even seen or heard of this. I've heard of it. I don't know what
I think I might have heard of it.
Dr. Jekyll and Miss Hyde?
Yes.
It's like Greg Kinnear.
And that
he turns
woman.
Into a chick?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
There's this one if he was a chick, like but, crazy chick, right? scene age, where she's yeah. like working two dudes' balls with her feet.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's really intense.
Yeah.
It's really intense.
Wow. Is it rated R?
NC-17? Yeah, it's rated R. What's this, it's what rated the guy from Entourage? He's in it. What's his name?
Jeremy Piven?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's really intense. Does and he, she's... She's just working the balls with her feet like this and working. It's
legs
really,
spread is the yeah. position he is showing.
Super, I hope the gag is that halfway through he turns back into Greg Kinnear.
She's she does later. It's crazy.
While the foot's on the balls.
No,
oh
no,
that's the scene.
No, she just she does that to like get what she wants because she's tough. But
okay.
She's a little yeah, it's fucking weird. It's a weird movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Just sounds like it
doesn't
like,
seem like a strong female presence, actually.
It's not. No, it's some 12
well, that's what we're looking for.
For.
We're looking for some badass chicks.
Law and Order
SVU.
Oh, God.
Boom.
I like her.
No,
that's right,
what's
Benson.
Her name?
The first cop show we did was my SVU show.
That's right. Was that the first show or the first cop show?
The first cop show we did. Yes. I think my first show, period.
Yeah.
We did a Law and Order SVU.
I remember that.
I love Law and Order SVU.
It's been yeah. on marathoning like fucking crazy.
It's
yeah.
so
I
intense.
And
me.
I'm having a great time watching
what,
it.
What, SVU?
Yeah, it's really intense.
Every
like those cases
intense.
Are so
Dude,
real.
Yeah.
It's like
my text yeah, messages bump bump.
Yeah.
I just can't get into SVU. I've tried watching
oh,
you guys.
God,
it's
too real.
I
think
it once in a blue moon, but I couldn't watch like a marathon.
Yeah. I liked NYPD Blue.
The guy who wrote NYPD Blue is one of my favorite TV writers. I think he also wrote Deadwood.
Oh, really?
Like, basically, he like single-handedly wrote both of those shows. Like, they show clips of him writing Deadwood, and apparently NYPD Blue is the same thing. It's just him on the floor with a laptop,
yeah.
and then all of his writers, like, nervously around him being like, David, I was thinking maybe they could do this in the scene. He's like, yeah, okay.
Who's David Kelly?
David Milch.
Oh, David Milch. Wow, that's cool. Can I talk about Martin Lawrence and Will Smith?
Oh, yes.
There we go.
This
like,
is a great
conversation. In fact, they're both cops in Bad Boys, and each of them play cops in separate movies
yeah.
as well.
Bad Boys was the first R-rated
Independence
film I saw in
theaters.
No, Will Smith was on. He was on the L.A.
He's iRobot.
Agent J used to be on LAPD.
Yeah. He also was a cop in.
In Independence.
MIB
or Men in Black.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, well,
He's a lawyer. He's not a cop. He's a lawyer. A
he's
times.
Yeah.
He's a cop in Hitch.
Wild. Oh no, he's a date doctor in Hitch.
Yeah, but Martin Lawrence is Bad Boys is great.
Bad Boys is amazing.
Big Mama's House.
Martin Lawrence
is
a cop.
Holy shit, he is, isn't he?
And what, Blue Streak?
Blue Streak, yeah. Big Mom's House, typical cop movie.
Martin Lawrence plays a police officer very often. I wonder if he does a lot of ride-alongs.
I don't know. Yeah, because he was also in No, he wasn't a cop in National Security. He was the guy getting harassed. I saw like 75% of National Security. What up?
But he was. But he was the cop in Blue Streak.
Was he a cop in Black Knight?
No.
Knights were kind of the cops of their day.
Yeah, they had badges. Geez.
There's so many cop movies now. I think of it.
That's a good thing. That's not a problem. Many.
It's very. It's
Heat.
Good. Oh, Heat is awesome.
Let's talk about Al Pacino. Okay, well,
we talk about Al Pacino?
Yeah, Al Pacino's been a cop in a
Serpico.
Ton of movies. Serpico's
a great movie.
I haven't seen Serpico.
I haven't. You should watch it. It's like
it's good.
Classic, like, good cop when all the other cops are. It's based on a true story. Are all corrupt and like. I don't want to tell the ending, but
don't ruin the ending for me.
It's good. Heat. He's a cop. He's a cop in
Heat's
Insomnia.
Amazing.
Yep.
He's a cop in Insomnia.
Heat, directed by Michael Mann, great. Who was a cop in Chicago.
Michael Mann was a cop?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And that's why he always uses like Chicago cops. He helped discover Dennis Farina.
Yeah, that's right.
And Michael Mann created Miami Vice, one of the best cop shows ever.
No.
Anybody watch Miami? I'm the only
one. Fuck no.
I don't know what century you're from.
Dude, Miami Vice had the
Isn't that an 80s TV show?
It's an awesome show.
Chubbs, right?
Crockett and Tubbs.
Oh, Tubbs.
Tubbs.
Oh, Crockett sucks. And Tubbs.
That's my favorite brand of butter.
God, you guys
have... Tens, there's a high five coming down to you. Hold on.
Oh, thanks, dude.
No, thank you. Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, thanks. You guys want any?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit more.
Look, Miami Vice was a really big deal, all right? Okay. The theme song actually cracked the Billboard Top 10.
Miami Vice.
What you gonna do now, Miami Vice? Look out, everyone! Miami Vice!
It sounds like a Dracula.
You guys are uncultured artards. You're just uncultured artards.
Charlie's Angels considered cops?
They're cops. Yeah. Totally
were they
cops?
Is that the deal?
They were vigilantes. They were mercenaries.
Super cop. He's a cop.
For hire.
Super cop is
time
a cop?
Cop is
time
cop.
Time cop. Time cop is a fucking cop.
Like kindergarten no other cop is also a cop.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. I was getting a lot of people talking about kindergarten. Time.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
It's not a tuba.
Horrible premise for a movie that was just awesome.
But you know what? It worked.
It worked. I can't say anything.
Would you consider Judge Dredd to be a cop?
Oh, God. He's
no, he's a judge, Mark.
He's a judge because in that
no, he's
system,
a judge. What is his name?
But
Before
the judges,
he even says what is his name.
They were law enforcement.
What is his first name?
Anthony.
What is his title?
Mr. Anthony
yes,
Dredd.
It's Anthony Dredd. Tony Dredd.
Tony Dredd here.
Hey, Tony!
Big Tony!
Look.
Hey.
Tony, are you the law? I am the law! Tony!
I was dancing and
tell me.
Hey, he ran the high five over this time. We're sending it back.
Oh, it's gotta come this way. Come
back.
Oh, man.
I guess Judge Dredd has Armand DeSanti.
Armand DeSanti Wantabe.
It's a Mystery Science Theater reference from a totally different movie.
Really funny. Brought to you by Nick McCoola, featuring Mark Musinski.
Stallone's played cops a couple times. He was a cop in that other movie where he's a cop.
Demolition Man?
Demolition
Man's awesome.
He's
not
rock
a cop in Cliffhanger. He's just a rock climber guy.
Die Hard, right?
Oh yeah,
no one's even said Bruce Willis.
We love
E.B. Smith said Bruce Willis in any Die Hard.
Yeah,
E.B. listening in from Canada. What's up, Canada?
Stratford. Nick, Nick and Mark, you guys are the creators of our Die Hard show.
Yeah.
What you want to talk about Die Hard?
It's the greatest movie ever made.
That was good.
Die Hard.
But you'd pick. What am I saying? You'd pick Denzel or... I forgot who else you said. As serious cop
over
John McClane.
Like there's different levels. Okay.
It's a different kind of cop movie.
What's interesting about Die Hard is that like he's not on duty.
Yeah.
And so you
he's the wrong man in the wrong place.
Yeah, but you see the metal of his character and how like just... He is a good cop, even though he's...
And I'd say Die Hard, it's a great movie, but it's also entertaining. Not saying that like L.A. Confidential is not entertaining, but like... I would watch Die Hard at 3 in the morning, not LA Confidential.
I would normally pick Die Hard.
Yeah.
I'd flip back during commercials.
I like Kurt Russell. It's just too long.
And what's great about LA Confidential. Like, there's so many things in Die Hard. There's action.
There's a lot of humor. There's human humor. Like, he's just in pain, complaining about his pain.
I love humor aimed at me and my kind.
Well, and it's great as a movie because every single piece of the movie is either set up or payoff.
Yeah.
It can't fail.
And also, it has one of the best cops in the history of transmedia police.
Against one of the, in my opinion, one of the best villains in film.
Oh.
Alan Rickman and Hans Gruber, yeah.
And Al Powell is the man that
he's played more cops than anyone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Reginald Bell Johnson.
Carl Winslow?
Yeah. Not only was he Lieutenant Carl Winslow and he was Al Powell, he was also the cop that came and talked to the Ghostbusters to let them know that the mayor wanted to see them. In the movie Ghostbusters.
He's just a good cop.
Same
good Chicago cop.
He was, Carl Winslow was a Chicago cop.
And Ghostbusters is Chicago. No,
Ghostbusters is New York. Al Powell was in L.A.
L.A.
Yeah.
Wow. He's a great cop.
He was probably a cop in a TV show or something else. I wonder how many... Castelvi, can you look that up?
What was this? The actor's name?
Reginald.
I'll just look up Carl Winslow.
How many times is Carl Winslow a cop?
I'm going to do it. How many times?
He played a police officer. I'm sure.
Carl Winslow.
Anesthesia understands what I mean.
But Google's like,
it's Bing, so it won't. Reginald Bell Johnson?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. God. We're getting there.
Bing is becoming like a new pop chips.
Would you consider the Usual Suspects a cop movie?
Mm.
It's more of a crime movie,
it's a crime,
I guess.
Yeah,
really. Untouchables is a cop movie, though.
Yeah.
Or Morgan Freeman in Seven.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt in Seven. I like the movie.
The Negotiator.
Negotiator.
Oh. Maybe you've seen The Negotiator.
You can't talk me down.
Get
me Chris
Sabian.
I wonder why that is.
Did you want something from me?
Samuel L. Jackson is a great cop. Samuel L. Jackson played Shaft in the remake of Shaft.
Yeah,
I'm getting nowhere with this Reginald Bell Johnson guy.
Oh, count the cop roles. There's a whole filmography.
It doesn't say, he says names for him. I'm on IMDb.
Take a guess if the title suggests something with
police.
It's
not. He's been in a lot, actually. This guy's been, does a lot of TV.
Yeah.
You know,
and next year he's in Tron Uprising.
People love him. I love him. Everybody loves Reginald Bell Johnson. Who doesn't
loves Reginald Bell Johnson? His husband. He's married.
He's a guy. He's gay.
Yeah.
Reginald Bell Johnson is gay and married.
Well, he's a gay.
He's a gay.
And he is gay. Yes.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. One of America's greatest representatives as a police officer and father is also a homosexual. That's
and that ties in with the song I was singing at the beginning of this podcast.
Ah, yes.
True.
About sucking my thumb.
You're beautiful.
Full circle.
Hey, you know, a police baton is
a tennis racket. Well, or like an extendable lightsaber.
Family matters.
Hey, Cloud. Why don't you give us some of
Cloud's golf tips?
When your golf ball is being stubborn, just take that club, beat the shit out of it, and then it'll fly right into the hole. Hole in one.
And that was Cloud's
golf tips.
You have the right to remain golf.
Volleyball.
Beat it.
Nice, dude.
Cool.
Those are sick-ass tips.
Write them down, take them to the court.
You see Magula mouthing out his seven words of wisdom. He ran it through his mind just now. I just saw him practicing.
Magula just ran
our audience would have been able to see that. We have to do this.
Yeah.
They could have seen him mustering the courage to find seven words that make sense.
Whatever computer is broadcasting.
Yes, we can do this. We can absolutely do that.
Madness.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, why not prolong it anymore, since we're running down on time as it is? Why don't we just skip right ahead to Nick Mikula's seven words of wisdom.
Hey, bloody pigeon. You need Miami Vice.
This has been Nick McCullough's Seven Words of Wisdom. That's right, he was talking
Miami
about
Miami Vice.
Right back.
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. The theme song is not that at all.
It's pretty close. Miami Vice. Pretty close.
But we'll never know what the real theme song is because we are out of time.
But before
here.
We get to that, we have Scott Danielson is about to say.
I'm sorry, what is? Are you what? Introducing a segment?
Yeah, I'm introducing a segment.
It was
surprise.
Vague.
Confusion. All right.
There we go. Yeah. Is that what you were hoping for, Pete?
Now I want a confusion moment from Scotty D.
Well, you just said confusion.
But I want more confusion.
That's
this
a shame.
One time, this yeah. one time, I was sitting in a circle of friends, and we were recording the show.
All right.
And
must be different.
We were running out of time, and it was actually kind of going overtime, and someone turned to me and just stared at me blankly and didn't finish a sentence. And it made me real
McCool has
gained
your stuff.
It made me feel really confused. Does that answer your question?
This has been Scotty D's Confusion.
All right.
And well, Nick McCullough is doubled over in pain from laughing right now. We're going to leave
himself,
you.
He hurt himself, actually. He injured himself.
Oh, great.
Are you okay?
No, fine.
All right, we're going to leave you for today. As always, come see our shows at Comedy Sports, 929 mm-hmm. West Belmont, every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Thanks, everyone who came to the show last night. It was real fun. The Tool Time show, or Bowel Home Improvement. It was so much super fun.
It had more power than any other show.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris. And until next time, that's going to do it for us. Have 8 days in a wicked week.
Say bye, everyone.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.